This is Senator Al Simpson. At long last, the Senate Environment Committee has agreed on major revisions to the Clean Air Act. Full Senate will soon be considering this vital bill. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. It should be every person's birthright to be able to breathe clean, fresh air. People in Denver and L.A. should be able to see the Rockies and the L.A. skyline. Congress is finally picking up its big feet it's been dragging for 10 years on this important legislation, Clean Air Bill. Ted, I recently debated and argued this issue in committee for over 10 hours, and it's been similarly debated every year for the past 10 years. This time, thoughtful concessions were made, and most of us are relatively pleased. If all states could be as fortunate as Wyoming, we worked hard on our laws years ago. Our air is good, so are the laws. Hopefully, we will have solid, fair, well-thought-out legislation nationwide. Are you with us, Ted? The northeastern states are players, too, or will you be dragging your size 12.5s again?
Al, clean air is moving to the top of the agenda. Action on acid rain, smog, and other toxic pollutants in the air will be the first measure before Congress in 1990. Acid rain is a major environmental problem. For years, acid rain has been poisoning our lakes and streams and forests. It's caused by power plants that burn high sulfur coal, belching pollutants into the air that ride the prevailing winds and fall to earth as acid rain. The bill cuts acid rain in half by the year 2000. The polluters have blocked this reform for years, but this is one Clean Air Act that will finally make them clean up their own act. The measure also imposes tough restrictions on automobile exhaust that causes urban smog. It cracks down on chemicals that destroy the ozone layer and contribute to global warming. Take a deep breath, Al, and let's pass the Clean Air Bill fast. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Chinese students and a deplorable presidential veto. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.